Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
All right, we are back, and this time it is mid-game on a Monday night. I'm in studio, and we have an interview coming up with Gorky's Hernandez, but I wanted to have Ahmed on.
Wait, mid-game?
On.
A mid-game interview?
Yes, after he made that catch in the fourth inning. Wanted to have Ahmed on because he, you have been the captain of Team Gork. You have been trying to get him into the All-Star game, which, you know, one thing that's bothered me, we've talked about this on the pregame show a couple times, they waited so long to put the ballot out, and it's only digital now. It's not in ballparks anymore. It's only online. And somehow they still did not realize that Gorky's Hernandez was the starting center fielder for the Giants. I believe there's a few other guys on that ballot who like got called up in late April or didn't really become regulars until, you know, May or so. But Gorky's, who has been the Giants starter for a while now, it's not on the All-Star ballot.
He's top five center fielders in OPS. How's that guy not on the ballot?
You've tried to run a write-in campaign. It's not going well.
No, it's not going well. You know, that's the thing. I'm realistic. I know he's probably not going to make the All-Star team. No. I want to see him in the result.
The top 15.
Yeah. I want to see him in the top 15, and he's not getting there. Puig's in there, and he's got better numbers than Puig. You know, McCutcheon, he's even got better numbers than him, and he's in the top 15. He's got to get him in the top 15.
Let's just see Gorky's right there. I think there's 4 days left. Everybody can write in, but we're going to show him appreciation here. And you pointed out, we were sitting there before the show tonight. I had forgotten that I did this, but at the winter meetings, I asked the brain trust of the Giants if they would be okay with just playing Gorky's for a couple months until Steven Duggar came up. And the reaction was lukewarm.
It was before they signed Austin Jackson.
It was before they signed Austin Jackson. They were not big on that. Ultimately, what they should have done was not sign an outfielder, played Gorky's, and they would have been fine. But now they've spent some money, and they didn't know.
And
but
I get that.
Gorky's Hernandez now has 11 homers.
I mean, so. I get that. Listen to Alex if you're at the winter meetings.
Exactly.
And Brian and Bobby and Boach. But, you know, I get it. You always want to protect yourself, right?
To be fair, I didn't see 11 homers coming. So
Yeah, but he's been great. But there was an argument to be made to spend your money elsewhere if you had a limited amount of it, throw it in the bullpen. But, you know, they did pretty well with the bullpen anyway, regardless. So.
Well, I wanted to have you on. There is an interview with Gorky's Hernandez coming up. I'll say two things. One, Chase Field is now very loud, like Dodger Stadium. So we tried to avoid the music, but you can hear it. But it's cool. There's some Avicii in the background, so it works out. Two, I know every once in a while when I have a guy on who it's his second language, some people are like, oh, it's – you know, maybe the interview doesn't go in directions that other ones go, and it is his second language. Keep that in mind. I think he does a great job, and he's been on after games, and he's talked to us a ton without an interpreter. You'll hear it in the interview. Clearly speaks fluent English now, but sometimes there's something lost when that's the case. But I always appreciate guys who are willing to do that because there are other guys, and nothing wrong either way, but a lot of guys prefer to use an interpreter, and then there are guys like Gorky's, who from the time he got here was just, you know, open with the media and willing to do whatever.
Yeah, no, he's been great to listen to, and he seems like a fun guy in the clubhouse. He's got a little swagger to him, which you don't normally see from a guy who didn't have a regular, like, this is even before he took over the center field job. I feel like he had like a little bit of swagger to him, and so it's cool to see a little bit of flair, a little bit of pizzazz, something that I think the team needed.
So I wanted to have you on because you did a classroom, one of your famous classrooms recently about Gorky. So explain, before we get to the interview, what's changed with him this year?
So that's what—that's the question, right? Well, I'll tell you what's changed: 11 home runs.
There you go.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Class dismissed. No, you were looking at it a little bit up in the press box one day, and you said, "You know, I was looking at his exit velocity, and it's about where it was 2 years ago. Now, last year it was down a little bit, but he had the wrist injuries, the hamate injuries, so that's understandable. But it's about what it was, you know, from a limited sample in 2016. And we looked at the launch angle, exactly what it was from a couple years ago. And so you're like, huh, okay, so what is he doing? Clearly something's different here. I think hearing him talk about it, he says he's trying to get his hips into it more. He worked with his trainers and hitting coach on swinging his hips through, so that's made a difference. But there were two things that stood out to me, and it wasn't necessarily technique. It was just taking advantage of certain situations, and one was pitches right down the middle. And it seems like a no-brainer, but sometimes you don't take advantage of them, and last year he didn't. You know, he slugged in the 200s last year on pitches right down the middle. This year it's 600. So for whatever reason, while he's swinging and missing more overall, when the pitch is down the middle or hittable, it's a hittable pitch, he has taken advantage of it. And so he's seeing the ball well when it is in the strike zone. And the other thing that was really interesting was that for whatever reason, sliders and curves, last year he did not handle them very well. This year he's amongst the top 10 in baseball in slugging percentage on those. And I did the list of who he's up there with on hitting the slider and curve. It is Mookie Betts. It is Manny Machado. He's tied with Aaron Judge. And so he's in the top 10 of guys being able to hit those two pitches. So it's not like it's, you know, oh, he's hitting the ball harder, he's hitting the ball higher. It seems like he's just taking advantage of certain situations and then sitting on some curveballs and sliders and crushing them when they throw them in the strike zone.
That's the on-field stuff. I'll add one thing. Off-field, I think people forget about that a lot, what guys are dealing with potentially off the field. And he, a couple years ago, he lives in the Scottsdale area, and a couple years ago he decided to just stay and try to focus on Major League Baseball, focus on working out at the facility there instead of playing winter ball as he always has. I think that's probably helped him a little bit get more comfortable. I think just a guy who has confidence now, and you'll hear that. And I think you've seen that on the field. The other thing he told me the other day, which I couldn't believe, in this interview, he mentions his mom who helped raise him and taught him how to play baseball. He said he hasn't seen her in 3 years, and they talk every day, which is in Venezuela. So it is something that I think sometimes people forget. You never know what's going on during a certain season, whether it's better for a guy or worse, or things are getting better. But everything is lined up for him this year. He is putting up numbers that it's not a joke when you say cork the vote. He legitimately has put up numbers that I think put him up there with a lot of guys who get all-star consideration.
For sure. And that's not even – we haven't even touched on, you know, defensively for him. And you've brought it up a lot, how he's the best defensive outfielder the Giants had in an area that they wanted to – you know, that was like number one area the Giants wanted to improve was defense in the outfield. And he's that. And it is interesting in this game at Coors Field. He made a catch ranging to his right, kind of in the gap. It didn't seem like that hard of a catch. Just kind of floated over there, made it pretty easily. And then you go look at the catch probability, and it was 64%, which, you know, that's 40% of the time that's falling in for a hit, perhaps a double, and he made it look easy. That's why I like that stat, because it really can tell you how difficult it was. You know, there's some catches where a guy lays out for it and makes a great catch, and it's like you look at the catch probability, it's 90. You know, he's just slow, didn't get to it, or had a bad jump at it. So he just makes stuff look easy out there, and he's been so good for him that you haven't even heard the name Steven Duggar in like a few weeks, which is surprising because he's the new shiny object.
He is.
There.
Yeah, you know, I argued with people about his defense a little bit earlier this year because a lot of people, I think, still didn't believe in it, and that was kind of the thing. And now there's numbers that show it, but I always felt like when I'm at the ballpark every day, you see him make these catches that he runs down where I go, well, any other guy the Giants have had in center field the last few years either doesn't make that catch or turns it into a sliding catch or a tumbling catch. And look, not to knock a guy, but I mean, Angel Pagan made a ton of sliding catches that were kind of like, if we had the numbers we had now, you'd go like, well, I had a catch probability of like 92%.
And maybe that's why Angel hung it up ever since StatCast came out. He says, what? I'm going to go into the night.
Maybe that's why. I do want to get to our sponsor before we get to the interview. Wendy's uses fresh beef on every hamburger every day. Try it for yourself on a Dave's Double. That sounds delicious. Oh. And taste the difference fresh beef makes. Fresh beef available in the, this is that word again, contiguous? Contiguous? Oh. We had trouble with this before. I should have worded it at the time.
Contiguous.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska,
continental. Okay. Oh, well, it's all of them. So it's the continental U.S. and all of it. and Alaska. So why doesn't it just say the U.S.?
I mean, two guys who talk for a living, and we're really struggling. But we love Wendy's.
Either way, it's delicious, yeah, no matter what delicious. This it says. Yeah.
We love them. We love this next sponsor, too, and then the interview.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, Gorky's Hernandez, maybe the breakout star of this season. First of all, I want to ask you, and you guys come up a place like this in Chase Field, you see your numbers up there on the scoreboard. Do you still get surprised a little bit when you see the numbers you're putting up?
Everybody's going to say, like, oh, you're surprised for the numbers or that kind of stuff. But I know I can I have the talent for play this sport. So if I see the number in the scoreboard, it's not a surprise. But it's a enjoy because I never have that kind of numbers on myself and on my career in the major league. But I would say, when you're working so hard and you believe yourself, and every time when you got the opportunity, you try to do your work and try to help the team, everybody together. I think is that you're gonna see a result. So that's what I see right now. I see a result. Everything what I do in my career, I see now the result. Now is everything is convenient, everything is together. So, myself, my mentality, I want to just go to between these two lines and play the game try to help the team to win.
What do you think? I know there are a few things, whether being healthy or being able to work out the whole offseason. What do you think has been the biggest change for you this year as opposed to last year?
Man, if you're healthy, you can do whatever. You know, that's the best key for this sport. I mean, any sport. When you're healthy, you can play, you can steal, you can run, hit, whatever. So when you have any injury, so it's impossible sometimes do like the stuff right away. So I'm not say like last year I have an injury in my hand. It's not excusing because when you go there, you have no matter what, you have to do your job. If you have injury or no, you have to do it. So it's not excusing last year, but it's a problem. But this year I'm healthy, and I can now see some. I'm working so hard, and it gave me the opportunity to be prepared for this season. So that's what I try to focus for on the off season. I'm working every day in the campus over here. So give me the opportunity to be healthy right now, to be on the lineup, to help the team to win. So that's a credit for me.
Could you tell even this spring training, the first few times you got into a game, that I'm different than I was last year when you were dealing with the hamate issue?
Of course, yeah. I would say really different because I would say when you have something bother you, you're going to feel weird a little bit. But right now, everything is fine. I feel in a spin trainer when I start to swing every day. I don't feel pain. I don't feel nothing. So just say my mentality. Say, you know what? Now I'm good. Now we have to just go. And every time when you give the opportunity, you have to do the job. And because we start in a spin trainer, we don't start when the season starts. Right away when the spring training is coming and you have the first game in the spring training, that's your season start. That's what you prepare for the whole year. So that's my mentality this year in the spring training right now, to be strong, hear your mentality, and try to go there and play my game and have fun.
think everybody looks at your numbers this year and says they're up a lot, but actually in the second half last year, your numbers, not the power numbers, but the average was up. But in the first half, the first couple months, it was pretty rough, and I think even defensively, maybe not up to your standards. Was there a point where you maybe started to get a little bit worried and look around and when I'm 29 years old and I'm off to a rough start and worry about your future a little bit?
You know what? Last year is last year. Now it's in the past because whatever you do last year, I would say nobody gonna pay attention. Everybody gonna pay attention to what you're doing this year. So, but I'm gonna agree with you when you say that I have 29, 30 years old. I'm worried about it a little bit because I had three kids and I had to care of my family. So, and I wanted the best futures for my family. So, that's my job here. That's the only thing I can do. I mean, I go to school, but in Venezuela it's different.
Yeah.
But I don't go to university to have something like when I'm done in my career, I can working over there. But you know what? Right now I have 30 years old, and the only thing I say thank you to God because God gave me the opportunity to be healthy and to be here. And second, I would say the opportunity. You give me the Giants is amazing. I would say thank you too because when you have that kind of chance, you wanna show everybody and you can do it. That's what I do right now. That's what I want to keep doing the rest of the year. I'm gonna be honest with you. I wanna retire in this organization. For me, it's the best organization been in my life and. If you give me a chance to be here for a long time, to stay to when I retire, I'm so happy to be there. And see what happens. Everything is an opportunity, and everything decides God. If God decides to stay here, we stay here. I love it. I'm going to enjoy it. And, but if you give me another opportunity, we have to take it because it's God.
Yeah. You mentioned Venezuela. I wanted to ask you, I was reading about you a little bit, and I guess grew up playing with baseballs that were made of socks and tape and then had to work at a car wash when you were growing up a little bit. What was it like as you were learning the game and knowing that it maybe is your way to what you want to do as an adult and maybe is your way out? How did you learn baseball and how did it come about where you got drafted and all of that or got signed?
You know what, when I have a 12 years old, I have a tape with the balls and play in the yard with my other friends. But when I had that age, first one I had to go to school. And I went back to my house, I'm eating and I go to the car wash to get a job because my mom working, and we don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
And I'm the older guy in the house, so I say, you know what? If you wanna work, you work. I'm working too, and we took out the money, and we can buy more food for the house for my brothers and my sister. So I would say like. The person teach me a baseball, and when I say that, nobody believe me, is my mom.
Really?
My mom teach me everything. Teach me how catch a ball, how hit it, and everybody's gonna say that, wow, I can't believe it. Yeah, because my mom loved every time the baseball. So, and I remember watching, with my mom, I watched the game when the wind ball and that kind of stuff. I watched the game, and when I had the, I remember when Andrés Galarraga played, Marvin Skell. I just say to my mom, I want to be like that kind of guys, you know. I want to be in the big league if I had the opportunity to sign it. So after that, when I was 15 years old, I had to move in to different city because my mom don't have that kind of money to take care of my this business. So I'm moving to the agency, and 2 years later I signed it with Detroit, and give me the opportunity to be in Dominican, and I'll be there for like 4 months. It's crazy because when you go to different country and different food, different style,
different language,
language. I mean, it's just Spanish, but different. Different people.
When you come here, it's, yeah.
And I come, and after that, next year I come here. It's really hard, but I was saying to myself, you know what? I make it the hard stuff. It's a signing. So now, if I want to be in the big league, I had to keep working more hard than I when I'm working for signing. So I have a lot of experience in the minor league. And one of the last bad experiences that I have in the minor league when I had released for the Chicago White Sox, and I had to go to Mexico. So that's it. For like, for the moment, I think like, oh, the base was done, you know, because when you go.
When you were playing in Mexico, you thought.
Yes, I mean, I would say, like, probably it's done. I don't say, like, I'm going to retire, but that's what I think of a little bit. Probably it's done because it's really hard when you play in Mexico and back to the United States. But, you know, God is God, man. And I believe God all the time because He gave me another opportunity to be here. So, and I had to, show to God, because He gave me the opportunity, so I had to show Him I can do it. I have the talent, and everybody see this year what am I doing, and I try to do the same thing of the rest of the year, and like I would say, if you give me the opportunity to be for a long time here, I'm going to enjoy it, you know, and I'm going to say thank you to everybody.
So it's a long journey here. You're finally, you found that success as an everyday player, which means the final question I have for you, when you're out there at the end of a win, you guys get to celebrate a little bit. You have a very unique celebration this year, that the kind of victory pose you have. How do you decide? It seems for the fans, it seems like every night you guys, you and McCutchen and whoever's in left, you're doing a different thing. How did that come about, and how do you guys decide how you're going to pose after a win?
it's crazy, but I know the sign nothing. Yes, I just leave everything to McCutchen because McCutchen is the leader over there.
Okay.
And we respect Coach because he's a great player. He have a lot of years in the big league, all-star games, so... He say, hey, we do this today. We do this. If we win, we're going to do this. And I think it's if you have that kind of guys in the outfield, you're going to respect and you're going to enjoy it because you're going to teach you how hard is this. And you're going to teach you how you're going to be a baseball player much better every day. So every time Coach is going to do it, all the pass, and you're gonna say, hey, we're gonna do this, we do that. So, we enjoy with that kind of celebration every day when we win. That's good because we win. We do something little small for win, and that's the best.
Rookies, thank you for the time. I know Giants fans have enjoyed the breakout this year. I mean, it came at the age of 30, but what you've done in the first half, I think, you know, Bruce Bochy mentioned you the other day as a potential all-star. So a big year for you, and I appreciate you sitting down and kind of explaining it.
No problem, man. Thank you for the opportunity. And, I mean, we try to keep it doing.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.